just when you thought it was safe to come out of the water because taxpayers had finished bailing out financial institutions that lost money gambling on mortgage securities, along comes J.P. Morgan to ask for more money. In 2008, J.P. Morgan purchased the federally insured bank, Washington Mutual, or WaMu, for $1.9 billion. That was $7 billion less than it had originally offered. It got such a great deal because the FDIC supported the move. J.P. Morgan would take over WaMu's assets, along with its massive mortgage debts, and the FDIC had one less bank to liquidate. Problem solved, right? Not so fast, though. A few weeks ago, J.P. Morgan sued the FDIC, arguing that J.P. Morgan didn't really mean to take on all of WaMu's mortgage liabilities. In its lawsuit, J.P. Morgan now claims that it agreed to take on only a small amount of WaMu's liability and that the FDIC has to pay for the remainder. Coincidentally, this lawsuit was filed approximately 6 months after J.P. Morgan agreed to a $13 billion settlement of a lawsuit the government had brought against it for its misconduct in the mortgage market. In the current lawsuit, J.P. Morgan doesn't state an amount it wants from the FDIC, or, in other words, from the taxpayers, and eventually a judge will have to decide who should win. But we already know who will lose. Who will pay for the lawsuit costs? Who will provide funds if the remaining WaMu receivership funds are not enough? The taxpayers, of course. There's something wrong with this system when taxpayers, many of whom lost their homes, have to continue to support banks whose gambles in the mortgage market didn't pay off. Taxpayers, some who have gingerly begun dipping their toes into the housing market, may want to stay out of the water a little bit longer. For the moral is, this is Ida Jones.